Okay, good morning, afternoon again. So we're holding here in the middle of Perek Daled, and he's speaking about the Ramach Ivarim Shasagidin. He started by speaking, by explaining the two Chalakim of the world. There's the Shemesh, which is the Mahalach HaTivi we spoke about last time, and then there's Adam. I think we're holding here, Mekash Rotz Hashem Yisbarach Liskois, either that or next paragraph. So we explained before that the loisaseis are there so that a person does not go chutz seder. It's to preserve the musig of seder. So we have Malchus HaShemesh, it's the Seder HaKayim, and keep the Seder. Kadei Yemois HaChamesh Im Shastag V'meres Im Shalto Ad Shemis B'zeh Shu Shastag Mesugul V'Atzal Shemes HaSeder U'Bilti Yitzia Min Seder HaMetzias U'Lefikor HaShemesh HaShemesh Baruch Torah L'Yisrael Asher Yisrael Nechshu V'Kol HaMetzias Meshacham Avodem Kol HaMetzias So this is the point we spoke about last time, that there is a Seder HaKayim, and b'meila mitzvahs losa say are there not to ruin what's Kayim. And we spoke with Richos about how it is that a person reacts much better to keeping what is. When I explain to a person that doing Aveira, you're not refraining from something you'd like to do, but you're not being mekalkel who you are, that usually tends to be a much stronger incentive to keep the mitzvahs and so on. There's another point about this, and we'll come back to it soon, deeper than the way we explain. We explained the pshat that ki'ilu, a person is what he is. Mitzvahs lo saseh is there to keep the Seder, so not to lose ground, not to lose the tzuris or not to tzom lekim. It's true, and it's right, and it's own right, but there's another nekuda that we're going to come back to soon. B'nosem oid ramach mitzvahs esish em kinyan maisa, shal yodam koina mailo shleimus, kineget chilek hametzius asheni shua adam. We also have Ramach Mitzvahs Esseh, that's proactively creating Nushleimus, which is Adam. Shenimtza b'Adam kinyan ma'ila shetimtza chelek rishon. She'em bo kinyan klal, rak nisha mashiv ra'alav. The first chelek of the Bria can only be what it is. Teva can stay what it is. Teva can never make an improvement or go further than what it is. Adam is kol kuloi, like he's explaining, potential, and the person can and does make these changes. V'adam b'vad yishu kinyan ma'ila, v'ivorem shel Adam hem shleimus tzuras Adam. So what is Adam? Adam is these ivorem, and these ivorem are what make the person, and b'meila they give the chiddush that is Adam. So let's give a quick marshal. Imagine I have a a fancy machine of some sort. So there are two things about it. There are two perspectives and two needs for professionals. One is somebody should make sure that the parts are functioning well. Nothing's worn out, nothing's out of place, nothing is disconnected, the chulu. And then somebody says to himself, well, what do I use it for? I have this wonderful computer. So part of the computer servicing the computer, make sure the parts are running the way you ought to run. And that is keeping things as they are. And then the second chelik is, what am I doing with the computer? What advantages, what potential am I making use of it for? So Adam has in himself the inyan of keeping the Seder HaKayim, and the most important part is if I have a computer and it's kept in tip-top shape, it's always wiped off and oiled or whatever. There's the connections. Everything is done is looked at. But I do nothing much with it. Then basically it's a waste. So Tzuras Adam, his etzem tzura is the ability to create, to be proactive, to accomplish. And a person needs to ask himself, what is he doing? Then he says, "Vayvaron Adam im shleimus Tzuras Adam." A person should not imagine that the person is a varim, a tevedik, like other animals. He calls them witch doctors. If don't understand the adam, shekula loiki. So, 2 points. That first of all, this more specific point that he speaks about that the doctors don't know what they're talking about, and so on. Let's explain. This is a point that Maral makes constantly, all over. It's really the core of his understanding of science and Torah and Baragola, which is where he talks about these inyanim, and so on. Let's give a mashal. Let's understand it. Imagine I take a toy. I find a good toy. They have these toys that are 10-in-1 for babies. There's something you can slide. There's something you can beep, and there's something you can look at. There's something you put your finger through, and there's something you can put your nose through, and there's something that you can rattle. All of them are that. So a child takes the toy. And he says, "Wow, this is, it rattles, it beeps, it honks, it does whatever it does. It's gewaldig." Let's say he gets his hands on his father's computer, and he finds that he can fold and unfold it. He finds there are buttons that if he presses it, it lights up. Some buttons beep, some buttons blank, and again, he found another variation of a toy. And someone tells him, "That's crazy. It's not what a computer is about." Well, you can't deny the facts. You can open it and fold it back and forth. You can beep it. You can put the light on. You can do a lot of wonderful things with a computer if you get your little hands on it. But so it's not denying. So for, in the kid's mind, this is another type of toy. It's another thing that rattles and beeps and goes on and off and so on and so forth. But that's looking at the chitzonei shabai. That's not understanding that the lights and the beeps and everything else adds up to something way beyond to the lights and beeps. The rattle that he has, that little toy that has the 10 little activities, that's what it is. It's a thing with 10 little activities. That's all it is. But now this whole thing, these beeps and these lights add up to something much, much more than just what they are. HaKadosh Baruch Hu designed Lamashal, a cow. So a cow is a being that can give milk or leather or whatever it is that you wanted, whatever a cow's purpose is. So it is most appropriate that a biologist sits down with the cow and asks himself, why is this the most efficient machine to make milk? Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted to be able to survive in a certain climate. Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted it to give milk in this way, that way, the other way, and to have beefsteak. All of those are the appropriate analysis of an animal. So a zoologist's analysis of an animal is perfect. When a zoologist says evolution has brought about an animal best suited for its environment, we say, no, Kadosh Baruch Hu created an animal it to be most suited for what it's doing. And that's fine. That's all that there is to it. Adam, if you take Adam, even on the physical level, and you say to yourself, Adam is best suited for farming, then you've put Adam in the same kind of cow, and then you're wrong. Adam is not meant to be a biological entity only. It is a biological entity. So Adam can be studied like a doctor to say how efficient it is, how efficiently does it work. But then you're missing, it's like taking the computer and trying to analyze how well it beeps and honks and does wonderful activities, and how well you can hit your little sister over the head with it and stuff like that. That's true because a computer is another thing. But besides being a thing, it has content that is a whole different world. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Adam two simultaneous beings. There is a physical being, which the doctors are on mark, pretty much how it works as a physical entity, not different than a Baal Chai. And then there's a whole new world that a person is a person. And therefore, everything, when Chazal speak about Kloyus Yoretzois, we may or may not understand exactly what it is, but it means that it represents something deeper than that. That Tzuris Adam can now be understood on a very different level. Why does Adam walk upright? Why is his head connected with a rather longer neck to the body? Why are there different cavities? Every single item in a person's chayma has meaning in an entire different context. And it's not a metaphor. It's not like I say, the head is on top and use it as a metaphor. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Adam as a metaphor. In other words, Adam is the projection of a certain mitzias beyond any other mitzias. And that's why Adam is given the koyach to be Mishana Debriya. We're the only one. I'll ask Klotz Kasha. You speak to an environmentalist, and he would like to keep the world as pristine as possible. Okay, but every Baal Chai does its own thing. It's plants grow, animals eat, animals forage, animals eat other animals. Every animal is changing the world. So how come that's good, and when Adam comes around, it's not good? The answer is because every other Baal Chai follows a certain script. And their assumption is evolution. We understand that Bari Lama created a certain natural order which will always keep cycling. There'll be more animals eating, then there'll be less food, then there'll be less animals, then there'll be more food, then there'll be more animals. That's all a built-in cycle, and that's why just repetitive. Now, no big changes. Adam is a real game changer. Adam's ability is not just to fit in as another being, and I eat as many berries as I want, and I eat as many animals, and then we have more or less. I change the world. And Adam is, that's part of Source Adam. And b'meila, we need to fataych Adam mitzad his being as a game changer, as a mechadish, as bringing out potential. So that's why when he says, that's why he says the same thing when scientists give us a description of the world, b'klolius, HaKadosh Baruch Hu put Shemesh, Levana, Cham, and all these things. Yes, there is one element of it being natural. We need a source of energy. There's got to be something giving energy. So of course the sun is there, and we can explain it in physics. Now the question is, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu had a million ways of doing energy. HaKadosh Baruch Hu set up the world also, even the big picture, to represent different inyanim. Not as sharply as Adam, but certainly. So b'meila, science has one perspective, which is a correct perspective. So and then there's a second perspective, which is, so the Marshall, when you produce any type of widget, you have the engineer whose job is to make a widget that works and is not likely to break, or maybe more likely to break, depending on the company and how they plan to do business. But then there's the person that figures out what are you going to use it for, what are the many uses it has, and so on. So Adam Surin, Adam Shlemus is in that. Vitamik Yoisa binyan ze v'teda v'tavin. Shashemesh v'adam shnei melachim. Kashemesh v'moishel v'oilam, k'mon shama ha-kosef shal zayoyim, v'adam moishel v'tsoyim gam ken. K'chsi v'yerdu v'gas hayom v'fashvayim v'davzen v'vua. V'amoyshla echad hu moyshla gashmi, Hashemish is gashmis, amoyshla shenu nivdol, ka'odam ena gashmi gomo, heim b'shvash aloy kishesh en shomer kudusha, heim mitzad shenem aboy ki b'tzalmakim osas ha'odam. Ki yesh b'tzurose in aloy ki l'mishay b'ibrazacha. So there are two malachim in the Bria. There's the memshalas hayoyim of Shemesh, and there's the memshalas halayla of the Adam. Now, let's take it one step deeper and understand the two memshalas. If a person wants to know HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a person wants to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Bria, there are two polar opposite ways to the Her HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Bria. And it's really incredible. If you look at the physical Bria, at the Seder Olam, the word that comes to mind is absolute immutability. The laws of physics never, 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 ever change. There is no matzav where gravity pulls something, and sometimes gravity is a little old and lazy and pulls it a little slower, and sometimes it's the better mood that pulls it quicker. There's no matzav where any constant that we know of light never ever changes its speed. It does change its speed when it goes through a medium and gets slower, but it never goes quicker than something. It's a constant. The world is filled with constants, and the word constant is something that defies our understanding, because the world is hoyve v'nifset, and yet that ironclad constant, the word constant, is HaKadosh, it's a reflection that somebody that is nitzchi and not changeable made a world like that. So one, the Her HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world is from its absolute immutability. The Shemesh is the Melech of that. And like Chazal say, it's the most visible natural body that we have. It's the source of everything. It never ceases. There's no perceptible change to naked eye, of course. There are changes that the gas is burning and so on. But cholifin, as far as we're concerned, there's no visible change, and that's why Likud Chama is so extraordinary. It's something that shakes the Bria because it's a change, even though it's built in, and it's something that shakes us to the core. Second side of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we talk about Hashgacha. Hashgacha means that the world is always changing. And being that Hashgacha starts with people, not with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashgacha means HaKadosh Baruch Hu giving us feedback and helping us move forward from the reality that we've built. A person has done Averis and he needs correction. HaKadosh Baruch Hu blesses Averis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu blesses Anoinish at him. A person is doing Toiv and HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to encourage him, makes good. Hashgacha is the exact opposite of Teva. And it's not the pshat that one is better, one is worse. It means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is makif everything. That's the incredible piece of it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu can't be nailed down, because absolute constant and absolute change both exist. And not only both exist, they both coincide. And Tzuras Adam is the Tzura of a person who is both at the same time one and the same. That's the incredible piece. Adam has a physical tzura, and Evari Adam can be understood like a biologist, not any different than any other Balchai. It's a machine that very efficiently does what it's supposed to do, and yet it's a machine that has an incredibly different tzura to it. It's something that has tachlis in every aver. That when you speak about mitzvahs being negative varim, it means Adam takes in food and digests it the very physical way, takes out what it needs, rejects what it doesn't need. That has a ruchnistik and mashmos completely beyond this mashmos. And the fact that a person takes air in and breathes it out, in and out. The fact that's constant where the food is not constant. Every single aspect of a person's koyma is meaningful in a certain mitzvah that as well. I want to, I guess, either apply something else in Yad Yema. We're sort of Samach V'Nira to Purim. I'm sure that's a struggle already. The kids have dressed up already, and the Tatim are coming around already. So let's talk a little bit about it. We have in Torah an incredible reflection of these two mahalchim. Torah Shebiksav was given to us frozen, immutable. The core of Torah Shebiksav was given on Luchos Evin. Evin is the most immutable part. And even if it's broken, it still remains Luchos, because Torah Shebiksav can't be changed. The Avoyde Klapet Torah Shebiksav is to keep it, to preserve it. The word Mesira means the notes that the Chachamim made over the Torah to keep the integrity of Torah Shebiksav the way it should be. And every Yid who's ever read a Pasuk, it's the exact same Pasuk. It's meant to be the exact same Pasuk. It's a tragedy that we're not Bikin Chaseris in Seiris, because that is Torah Shebiksav. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Moshe simultaneously Torah Sheba'al Peh. And Torah Sheba'al Peh is always changing. Every single Chacham that learns Torah learns it in a different way, and it expresses the same idea with different words, has different mahalchim mitzad, the understanding of the sugyas, and the mela in Pesach Halachas, variations. The Torah Sheba'al Peh is engraved in Adam as Adam, and not from anywhere else. Torah Sheba'al Peh is set over in the name of Adam. It's something which is, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosef, and so on. That is Torah Sheba'al Peh, Mol Torah Shebiksav. There was one sefer that stood on the boundary of both. Megillas Esther was written by people. It was written by people not... To Torah Shebiksav, Ksuvim that was written by people was written chatchila as Ksuvim. It was going to become Ksuvim. Torah Shebiksav, Megillas Esther, Chazal rejected. And like the Gemara says, and Chazal rejected because it was passed as Ma'at Torah Shebiksav. So it started as Torah Sheba'al Peh, and then it became Torah Shebiksav. So it's something that sits on the boundary between the two. It was written, the first bias is where Torah Shebiksav was king. The second bias where Torah Sheba'al Peh was king. The Mishnah and so on is all by Sheni and. This was written between the two batim. It was written between the bias Rishmai Sheni and it was Archivet Tre Rikshi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it that it should have the qualities of both. It's fascinating that the word Melech in the Megillah means Achashverosh, and it means Malkus Oilo, means HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's almost the same exact thing that the Maharal is talking about Tzuras Adam. It could be read as part of physical Metzius. The Melech, in as much as we're talking about Achashverosh, is a part of a normal Seder HaOlam, and the Megillah, even inside its content that it speaks about, the Megillah can be read with two sets of glasses, of eyeglasses. It can be read as historical events. There's nothing about it that in any way is disruptive to the historical events. Like Yitzias Mitzrayim, always in Yonim, it's normal, people are in a country, there's always jealousies, that there's bickering, that you have different groups, and one person gets, the Megillah reads as a story. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not mentioned overtly at all, because it is a story that can be understood by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then we can read Melech with understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is Ashkocha, which is change, which is the result of Ma'ase Adam. And Klal Yisrael was Chayev Kloya, so Malkus Shel Olam responded, and what about the Gzeira? Klal Yisrael did Tshuva, Malkus Shel Olam responded, and brought Yeshua. But it's the first instance, or it's the only instance, where both layers lay on top of each other, exactly one on top of each other. It's ki'ilu, the same exact point that he's making over here, having the two tzuris Adam. You have the tzuris Adam that is teva. It's chelik of what's there already. It's the word kayam is the key word to it, and then you have a whole new world that has infinite possibilities. It's one of the reasons why Torah Shebiksav can't be said Baal Peh, and Torah Shebaal Peh can't be written down. Because if you take Torah Shebiksav and you make it a Baal Peh, you lose that immutability. Whenever you say over things, you're changing things. So you never, even if you're saying over exactly, the tone of your voice is different, something is different. And b'meila, you'd be destroying the teichen and the mitzias of Torah Shebiksav. On the other hand, if you write down Torah Shebaal Peh, it becomes frozen, consistent, and you don't have it. I know when you test a bacher and you ask him to say over a shtickle Torah or a shir they heard, anything of that nature, a simen muvhak that he has not understood it is if he tells it over to you word by word the way he heard it. Because there's no such thing. If I'm given a message, I'm told, go to Yankel and tell him the following, and I'm given a statement to say, I will memorize those words exactly because I see myself as a tape recorder. I see myself as a koif, Meiser koif. But so I don't internalize any message. I'm just saying, this is what he said. He said this, this, and this. Don't ask me anything more about it. But if I'm telling a story and I'm telling you what he said in this and this situation, I'm going to tell you the way I heard it. And it's going to be, even if the words are exactly the same, the song will be different, the tone of voice, because I, the etzim, they are different than the person who said it, they has it. And I'm going to say it the way I said it. So the two, there's two malchias in the world that are polar opposite, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's koil, Yachol, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's totality is that he includes two such opposite mahalchim, and the Megillas Esther is the expression of those two mahalchim together. It's Torah Shebiksav, Torah Shebaal Peh, King Torah Shebiksav. It's something that can be read as two different stories, each one totally consistent in its own right, totally meaningful in its own right, and the emes of the story is both stories together. Like when you have to focus two eyes together and sort of get the, we focus till it becomes one picture. That's the incredible Nesa Purim, it's the incredible Yom Purim. It's a Yom that mitzad echad, it's maisa mitzvahs of the day, it's mostly physical, eating, shachmanis, things of that nature. It doesn't have, the Maral speaks about this, it doesn't have the Kedushas Yom Tov Shaboy, it doesn't have the it's Kula Achila, the Maral speaks of interferes in the next parak, or two program, we'll speak about Reb Hanani Ben Tradian and Reb Yisrael Kusma about, Nischalof Limoy Shal Purim with Moy Shal Tzaka, and one is totally physical, one is totally Ruchni, speaks about it. So mitzad the tzuris hayom, mitzad sheni, mitzad the mesoris baal peh about the teichen of the day. It's a day of extraordinary iris. It's a day of extraordinary content, and because every yomtiv there's a compromise. There's chatzil lachem and chatzil Hashem, and Purim is when it's kula lachem, kula Hashem, and that is an incredible gilui, and it is something that belongs to so to speak, the Akhuz HaYamin. Okay, any questions, any points? Okay, good.
Can I ask a question?
Yes.
What Rashi was saying, is it relate to the Ramban at the end of Parashas Bari?
That he says that
is
Oysen. Right. It does. It relates to the fact that Adam, it relates to the fact when he speaks to Torah is called Nisim Mistarim, he means the Hanhaga of Hashgacha, which is what he's talking about, is a Hanhaga that exists within the world and not outside of the world, and that's called Neis Nista. Correct. So Neis Nista means the Hanhaga of Hashgacha, which is for the same as Shinu that was spoken about, exists in Bas. Yes, it is the point I think that he's making.
By Torah Shabbat, you do find also that, for example, Mishnayis is supposed to be shown word by word, not to be Mishnah. I don't know if it's Rabbi HaKadosh who changed it or was before also, but there is such concept of the same words, Alishan Odom, Miloshan Rabbi.
So Mishnah is also not totally... Yes, Lodashan Aloshav means not to make a conscious change, but you automatically, every shtickel Torah, anytime you say something, you're trying to explain something that you heard. So there's a certain, I'm not trying to say different to my Rebbe, but I'm trying to explain what my Rebbe said. And b'meila, it's going to be the same mitzad, the content, the gufa content, I'll try it should be the same, and it'll be different mitzvah the way it's expressed. So, and Mishnah to Gemara is also like that. Mishnah is more because it has, Gemara is really the explanation and understanding of the Mishnah. So once Mishnah was written down, so it has a certain darga of sort of set in stone, but even that, Chasur Mechzer Bachakatani means the Mishnayos as they're written are not whole, they're not complete. And without understanding and being able to say this is the words, but it doesn't mean what it says. It's one of the reasons they have certain Pirushim on the Mishnah, shortcut Pirushim, that sort of types the words the way Rashi does. And that's horrible because that's the Mishnah many times doesn't mean what it says. It means sometimes the opposite. It has two words added, And those two words really mean a whole new halacha. So the Mishnah itself is written in a certain way. It's much more frozen. It's nusach is meduyek more. It doesn't have, but even the way it was written needs Torah Shabbat understanding. Okay.
Just a clarification. Why isn't Megillah Esther then exactly like Torah Shabbat Peh? Sounds like it's nitinli kosev, but it has, what does it mean that it's in between?
Once it was nitinli kosev, it now becomes something, you have to write a Megillah, meduyek. Yeah, once it became, it's like suvim, like anything, we need to write it, we need to be medayek and medaktik on its oisis and so on and so forth. But it started as one thing and ended up as another thing, means that Bal Karcha has qualities of both. That's why it can be read as two totally different stories, because Mitzad, its conception, it started as Torah Shebaal Peh. Mitzad, its establishment, it became established as Torah Shebiksav. And Lehoraya, you have to write it, Biksav, you have to write it, it needs Sirtu, like a mitos or Shalteira, it has dinim of Sefer. It became a halacha of Sefer. This was, this was also one of the reasons why there was a tremendous kepeda as far as Kitzayim. In other words, anything else that became a Sefer, nothing else has a status of Sefer. There's divrei chachma in the world, but Sefer means something that's kavua and loyomut, and it's always, there's some quality to it that it's exactly it's written. That's one of the reasons why you can darshan psukim. The music of darshaning means that the words themselves are, Lamashal, let's say I ask somebody to design something for me. So he'll design something based in mind with what I have in mind, and it'll work that way. Let's say I get a table. Once I have a table in my house, I can use it to write on it. I can use it to eat on it. My kids can use it to jump on and off. Even if the designer never had it in mind, but the table is a Metzius Kayemis. Once the designer, once he made it into a Maisa, it has its own properties. And as long as it holds the weight, I can dance on Purim on the table. As long as the table will hold my weight, it'll work. I, the person, never had it in mind that he did it. Seder has nothing to do with it. Tachlis, a Metzius has a Metzius. A Pasuk is a Metzius. And therefore, any drush that's within the realm of not being galah panetar shakalocha, if it fits, it's appropriate because that's the nature of Darshat. So whatever I do with the sun to harness its energy, the sun never have had in mind I should build a solar plant, but it works because the sun is a mitzias, and b'meila I can start with that as a given and work my way around it. Okay, afreil from Purim. And yeah, we should be zeichet this alos. It's a big day and it's a chashva day and it has in itself tremendous potential. Okay, I'm good.
Amen. Perfect.